Inside Speedway is brought to you by P1 Australia and by Speedway Classics Magazine, on sale now. From the dirt tracks across Australia, welcome to Inside Speedway with Dennis Newland and Craig Revell.
Hello and welcome to Inside Speedway. Dennis Newland is still off making the latest edition of Speedway Classics magazine, which will be out very shortly. And we're looking forward to it as well. It'll have a huge special on the man, Johnny Stewart. I know everyone's looking forward to reading that. So, battling on alone for the moment. We've got a great show for you today. Last week I mentioned some of the Australian Speedway Award winners. Well, we're speaking to two of them today, Jacqueline Eggins and the Simpsons Speedway, about being the most improved track of the year and the official volunteer of the year. So that's coming up later. But we will run through all the awards because we only got through part of them last week. The track of the year was down there in Tasmania, La Trobe Speedway. The most improved track of the year, as we said, is Simpsons Speedway in Victoria. Jack Eakins, Volunteer Official of the Year from up there in the Northern Territory. Photographer of the Year is Jared Leonard. The Promotional Item of the Year, well, it was the Chariot of Thunder promotion, Chariots of Thunder promotion, which Jack Eakins was also involved with. So part of two major awards up there in the Northern Territory. The Innovation of the Year was the Outlaw Carts. The Open Wheel Competitor of the Year was Jock Gooder at Young Driver. You can listen to our interview with Jock Gooder a bit earlier in the year on sportradio.com.au. The Sedan Competitor of the Year is Kai Blight. We spoke to him as well. And the Modified Driver, Kevin Britton. You can hear his interview also at sportradio.com.au. The Karting Competitor of the Year was Alicia Fielder. The Youth Competitor, and I apologise in advance for the pronunciation, is Blake O'Wonnell. And the Sportsperson of the Year, James McFadden. And that interview with James McFadden from earlier this year is also available at sportradio.com.au. So we get the plugs out the way early on this edition of Inside Speedway. So coming up after the break, we find out more about Simpsons Speedway with Alan Simons.
Inside Speedway is available on sportsradio.com.au, iTunes, Spotify, and thedirttrackchannel.com.
Well, it's great to have on the line Alan Simons from Simpsons Speedway, and congratulations to you and the entire team at Simpsons Speedway, the most improved track of the year by Speedway Australia.
Yeah, no, thanks very, very, very much. A lot of hours, a lot of hard work's gone into it, and we have a fantastic team down here that's got the job done.
What has been the big change this year that's been able to see so many developments go forth and be so successfully received?
Well, it sort of hasn't been the last 12, 18 months. I suppose it's been a building process. We sort of started with the track back 8 or 10 years ago. We decided to bank it and widen the track. So we widened it 5 metres. We covered the old existing fence, the concrete outside fence, up to the top with clay, so then we had to build a new fence on top of that. So that's taken us a couple of years. We received a grant about 18 months ago for Pick My Project, and we put up new LED lighting in the centre. The other lighting was about 35 years old. So there was probably, we put in probably $20,000 of our money, but there was we got a grant of about $90,000. We upgraded the lighting, then we decided to build new ticket boxes. And as the racing's got better and more cars have come along and enjoyed the racing, well, the crowds have got bigger and it's one of snowballs, and we get sponsors on board that want to come on to the track. So our facilities and our upgrades to the track have just sort of snowballed, resulting probably in the most award improved track this year.
Everyone would drive from Melbourne and head all the way to Warrnambool, but you've really given them some reasons to stop halfway along and have another race.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We sort of started with Normie Searle and the All Stars a few years ago with the 360 show we have there, and it's the most amount of money in the Southern Hemisphere for 360, so it's 30,000 up on the night. And for the Gavin White come a couple of years ago, and we had three or four Americans racing there, and he said, well, now this is the prelude leading into the Classic. It sort of starts with this and then goes to Avalon and then on to Warrnambool Mount Gambier sort of stuff. So we've lifted our profile enough that we can get some really good competitors and overseas drivers there.
What is the predominant class? Is it the 360s that you run?
No, probably wingless. We have a lot of classes that race here. We've got classes ringing up all the time now wanting to have a run, which is exactly what the aim was at the start of the season, the start of probably 8 or 9 years ago, was to make the track where every class wants to come and run. So, you know, we raced the SRN and the SRA there with the 410s, and last year we had the 360 Australian title. We also had the Formula 500 Australian title. So it's a wingless. This year, well, depending on how we go with this COVID, we're supposed to have the wingless Victorian title and also the Formula 500 Victorian title there. And I think the speed cars as well. So there's no one particular class. We run a lot of classes and run them quite often.
Now, the Simpson Car Club, which runs and operates the track, it's had an interesting history, hasn't it? It started in 69, but it wasn't until about 74 when you got racing on the track.
Yeah, nearby is a very big dairy farming area. And around that stage, they were clearing what they called the Hatchery Settlement. They were clearing with a lot of earth moving gear. And when a lot of the drivers went home on the weekend, boys that wanted to start a speedway, they sort of borrowed the gear on the weekend, as it were, and used it over the weekend and then put it back Monday morning, and it sort of started that way.
It has gone from strength to strength, and 1.2 acres, that's a fairly big grounds to be able to utilise.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit bigger. What did you say, 1.2 acres?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's about 15 acres all up.
Oh, okay.
We've got there, yeah, with parking, and we now use a neighbour's paddock to park cars because we can't contain everybody in the car park now on a big night.
And up to 3,000 spectators, or has it grown since then?
It's up to about 3,000. We're in the process at the moment of sort of erecting a bit of a grandstand and extending the spectator bank. At the moment, the spectators don't go all the way around the track. We're sort of up against one boundary fence, but we're increasing the size of the bank, hopefully over this off-season, and putting up a bit of